Happy New Year. It's funny to me that in the Revised Common Lectionary, the only passage that's supposed to be read for the turn of the year is, there's a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, la 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 la, without reading all that comes before it. And it gives us the impression that the world is open to us, and we have to choose when to plant, when to harvest, right? When to love, when to weep, when to have joy, when to have pain. We just got to choose the right time. It's like starting a new business. You know, you go out there and you figure out the right time and the right place, the right people, the right audience. You plant your business and you make it grow because you timed it right. That is exactly the opposite of what this guy is saying. He's saying, we have zero control over anything. He's saying, the world is set up to be an unsolvable puzzle. And we can't anticipate when war is going to break out and rip our lives apart. We can't anticipate when we're going to hear that word from the doctor, you have X, Y, or Z. We can't anticipate when relationships are just going to fall apart. So don't imagine that you can control your life by building up great wealth or by bringing other people into your lives to create safety in relationships or by doing X, Y, or Z. He says it's all vanity. Because you know what? You're not as in control as you think you are. There's a time for peace, but there's also, whether you like it or not, a time for war. That's a pretty depressing message for New Year, isn't it? So my question to you is, and I've gone through a period of time where I have really wrestled with the whole book of Ecclesiastes. You know, there were different people in the Christian tradition who wanted certain books cast out of the Bible. For example, Luther wanted James kicked out of the Bible. It didn't match his theology very well. And Calvin wanted the book of Revelation thrown out of the Bible. It was just too confusing. It was messing everybody up. And I, for a long time, have wanted Ecclesiastes ripped out of the pages of Holy Scripture. Because I feel like it's just depressing. There's no hope in that. But here we are at the turn of the year, and we don't know what's coming, do we? We don't know whether it's going to bring joy or whether it's going to bring pain. We don't know if it's going to be the best year of our life or the worst. So how do you deal with that, walking into a new year and not knowing what's coming? What resources do you use to take you into the future when you don't know what the future looks like? Think about that for a minute and then just talk to each other about that. What resources do you draw upon to walk into a new year when you don't know what's coming? What do you think?
I'm sorry, this isn't answering your question, but I have to say Ecclesiastes is my favorite book because as somebody who struggles with depression, it seems like, okay, somebody gets it. You
know? Yes.
I like it.
That's exactly right. And Paul Tillich, actually in a book called The New Being, it's a chapter, about chapter 20, it's towards the end, it's the third chapter from the end, I think, writes a whole chapter on this, and he says, you know, I've come to a second naivete about this book. At first, I didn't like it at all. I thought it was anti-Jesus. And I wanted to rip it out of the Bible. But then I come back and I realize, oh, wait a minute. I thought I had way more control over life than I thought I did. And maybe there's some truth there for us. I think I agree with that 100%. Bart.
I say, carpe diem, seize the day.
Seize the day.
Take what you can.
Live the day.
Live the day.
That's right. What else?
I have to say it's also one of my favorite books.
I'm in the minority here, aren't you?
I guess I appreciate that the writer here is someone who's really had it all. And at the end of the day,
Great. Norman. Amen to that. For those of you who can't hear from the back, Norb's saying it's freeing to be able to realize we don't control it all, that we don't have all the answers. If we felt like we really did have control, we would need to fix everything in life. But there's something freeing about saying, I can't fix this. What else? What other resources do you draw upon as you face uncertainty? Yeah, Russ. So, Russ is, for those of you who couldn't hear from the back, saying the simplicity of the message of loving others, caring for them as we care for ourselves, that the trust that we have that that's a way forward is something that brings us into the future with confidence. Any other thoughts about that? Doris Jane. Susan. I'm going to read you one piece of scripture that we have read during Advent, but it's good to remind you of this after reading Ecclesiastes, who never has a positive note even towards the end of the book. It just gets worse and worse the entire book. His response is this. And remember, this is from a person who watched Jesus Christ, not physically with his own physical eyes, but having heard the story of the sufferings and persecutions of Christ, who lived his life well, loving other people, caring for them, and still facing horrible opposition and eventually death. This is written by a person who experienced his own hardship everywhere he went, the Apostle Paul. He says this, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in Christ, and the God of peace will be with you. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Yep, we're going to face a new year and we don't know what's coming. But there's all sorts of different ways of facing it. And may God give you courage and grace to face it well. Let's pray. God of grace, lead us in this new year to rest in you. Help us to build new bridges. And when discussions fail, help us to connect to other people in new ways. Make us living poems. Make us interesting stories. Make us lullabies or love songs. Make us as pictures or as altars or as gardens. Make us as intriguing dances or as fervent prayers or as good meals prepared with care. And above all, give us joy. Give us strong hearts and clear minds for hard times and for good times, for all the new times that lie ahead. In Jesus' name. Amen.